Hell. Swedish teen activist Greta Thunberg scolded world leaders Monday at a United Nations summit calling for climate action.
You are failing us. But the young people are starting to understand your betrayal. The eyes of all future generations are upon you. And if you choose to fail us, I say we will never forgive you.
She said the science has been clear for 30 years and still they are not doing enough. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres admitted his generation has failed in its responsibility to protect our planet. He went on calling for the phasing out of fossil fuels and an end to construction of new coal power plants.
Is it common sense to build ever more coal plants that are choking our future? Is it common sense to reward pollution that kills millions with dirty air and makes it dangerous for people in cities around the world to sometimes even venture out of their homes?
He said it is time to end subsidies to the fossil fuel industry and shift taxes from salaries to carbon-taxing pollution, not people. Dozens of civilians were killed during a raid conducted by Afghan special forces on Taliban hideouts in the southern Helmand province. Government officials say the number of deaths could rise when a final toll is available. 12 other people were wounded. Kenyan officials say at least 7 children have been killed after a classroom collapsed at a school in Nairobi. A government spokesperson says 57 students were taken to the hospital. The cause was not immediately known, but authorities have previously warned 30 to 40,000 buildings erected without approval in Nairobi are at risk of collapse. U.S. stocks are up in afternoon trading. From Washington, this is VOA News. Allegations that U.S. President Donald Trump may have improperly used his office to go after a political rival are overshadowing President Trump's trip to New York. AP Sagar Meghani explains.
The president yesterday suggested he brought up former Vice President Biden and his son during a call with Ukraine's new leader focusing on corruption.
It was largely the fact that we don't want our people, like Vice President Biden and his son, creating to the corruption already in Ukraine.
There's no evidence either Joe or Hunter Biden did anything wrong. The call is part of a whistleblower complaint, but the Trump administration's refusing to share details with lawmakers. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has been resisting impeachment calls, but says Congress could be looking at a whole new stage of investigation if it does not get more information about this matter. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Almost a week after Israel's deadlocked election, Israelis are no closer to knowing who their prime minister will be. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
After Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party and Benny Gantz's centrist blue and white, the third largest political bloc in Israel is the Arab Joint List. In the past, they have not recommended any candidate for prime minister, mostly as a protest. But this time, Joint List Chairman Ayman Odeh said 10 out of 13 members of the bloc recommended Gantz as prime minister. It looks like neither Netanyahu nor Gantz has enough votes to form a majority coalition of 61 in the 120-seat Knesset. After 2 days of consultations, Netanyahu continued his attacks on Israel's Arab citizens. A unity government would mean a deal between Netanyahu and Gantz, who together would have a majority, even without any of the smaller parties. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Global travel company Thomas Cook is shut down, leaving hundreds of thousands of vacationers stranded. Reuters' Carolyn Malone reports.
Hundreds of thousands of holidaymakers are stranded around the world after travel firm Thomas Cook went under. The head of the British Aviation Authority says they're working with the government to bring 150,000 people back to the UK. Thomas Cook runs hotels, resorts and airlines for 19 million people across 16 countries. And with 600,000 people currently abroad, a huge rescue operation is needed. The firm had been struggling with £1.7 billion worth of debt. Chief Executive Peter Fankhauser said it was a matter of profound regret that the company had gone out of business.
That is Reuters' Carolyn Malone reporting. Indonesian authorities say at least 20 people were killed and dozens more injured as fresh unrest erupted in Indonesia's restive Papua region on Monday. For all the news, go to voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
VOA 1. VOA 1.